Unit 20, Exercise 32.
How many times have you been asked, "So, what do you want to do after secondary school?" I can't count the times. I think my grandparents started asking me when I was 14, and I wished the ground would swallow me up. Many students get bored answering that question over and over, as they haven't got any idea what they really would like to do. And it is such an important question, isn't it? Whether you want to go to university or you want some other form of higher education, or whether you'd rather head straight for the world of work or perhaps take a year off, you'll need to spend some time thinking about your next big step. Some people already know, while they are still in their first years at secondary school, the kind of career they would like to have. My auntie Paola, for example, always knew she'd like to be a primary teacher, and so it was easy for her to decide on which uni to go to. But most of us are not at all sure of what we want to do and have no real plans at all, and that's okay too. At uni, for example, many people start off doing one kind of degree and then decide to change in the second or third year. University is not really just about getting a high-paying job after graduation. It's a place for learning about yourself and what you want to do with your life. And of course, if you'd rather be doing something different, any time is a good time to change. In my case, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I wanted to get into the physiotherapy course as, among all the various possibilities, I thought I could have quite liked doing that kind of work, and although I did well on the entrance test, there weren't many places and hundreds of people trying, so I didn't get in. I also tried a different course in occupational therapy, and I got a place. I am now doing work experience at a general hospital, and I really love it. I wouldn't have even known that this kind of degree existed or that it was the right one for me. It happened by chance. So, what advice can I give? Follow your instincts and don't be afraid to change.